I was glad to be in a position to be able to raise this issue with him. There's quite a discrepancy in bus services in the Milford electoral area when you compare the 973 local link route from Fannet Head to Letterkenny compared to the 974 route from Glen and Downings into Letterkenny. And look, I was pushing for the need for additional resources to support the existing providers on that route to allow them to increase the number of services, which would underline and support workers, students, commuters, businesses and the nighttime economy. And look, from that meeting, I was encouraged. The Minister very much listened to what I had to say and the stats and the data that I was putting in front of him. And look, I await now a response from him in the coming weeks and months and hopefully a positive outcome for an enhanced service on that route.
And whenever you were speaking to him, did he seem surprised by the obstacles that were faced by people here, or did he? Was it something that he was already aware of?
Look, as Minister for Rural Transport, obviously he's aware of the obstacles around rural transport generally, but there's no two ways about it. I think he was certainly surprised about the obstacles faced by people living in the Roskill Peninsula and into Milford when it comes to the lack of options for them in terms of local and public transport. So it was a good opportunity to highlight that and again to draw comparisons with the better served Fannet Peninsula into Kerry Keelan, Rathmullen. So look, I'm hopeful that there'll be some resolution to this, and I hope that the existing providers, Patrick Gallagher, Travel, will hopefully receive additional funding to be able to put on a better service, which will benefit all stakeholders and, crucially, will benefit the communities in Roskill and Milford.
And if that was to happen, what would that benefit look like on a day-to-day basis?
Well, look, the current providers have been in talks with the National Transport Authority around an increased service. It would involve more services in both directions and buses running later into the evening. So this would give businesses a boost in the same way that the increased timetable for the 973 route from Letterkenny to Fannet has done for restaurants and bars, but also for students and commuters. So that's what I think it would look like on the Downings route. I think it would be of huge benefit to the communities and people living there and would have a boost for the nighttime economy and for the businesses.